So originally, when we concepted this idea of superclasses, we really wanted to build out something that learners could take or HR practitioners could take that would give them hands-on experience with a capability. So you know that we talk all the time about HR capabilities, and we talk about gaining capability through experience. And so the superclasses were really our solution for when clients come to us and want to build capability in a specific area. This is something that they can give to their practitioners to get that hands-on experience. And so within the model that they built, the first step is really defining what is your business strategy? Where do you want to play? How do you want to go to market? What are the products and services or offerings of those products and services that you need to be able to make available to customers? And then how do you back into that through the way that your organization is structured? And so that's really the big piece of the puzzle. Historically, for org design, you've started at the other end of the spectrum where leaders have built an organization because they had a preference for a leader and they wanted to put them in a growth opportunity. And so they built the organization around individuals. Our research tells us that we've got to go from top down. So as you determine what your business strategy is, and then you start to think about what the implications are on your internal operations and how you function, that's when you need to start to understand how to break the work down and then assign it effectively to individuals or teams so that the work can be done efficiently and effectively. And so,
So,
yeah, go
Andrew,
ahead.
I was just going to jump in. I just finished a call with, and he has actually been tasked by the CEO to start look at using the way that they design the company. So think about this financial risk-averse company, everything they do, but to think differently, to use org design to restructure how they work. And so it's very timely when you start to talk about, because we're starting to see the CEO level conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Megan. So it's much more of a business-driven initiative now rather than an HR team, maybe historically an org effectiveness team, kind of looking at workforce planning models and starting to understand how do they staff and structure teams. And this is actually, to your point, being driven by the business strategy. And so that was the lens that we wanted to take when we built out the superclass. And so moving into how the superclass is structured and how we deliver on that. You know, we really start with a business imperative around a growing pharmaceutical chain. Are operating regionally across four different regions, and it's actually driven by the CFO who comes to an HR VP, the HR VP of learning, and says, "We really need to do this smarter and more efficiently, and we need to be able to do this at scale." And so we really try to make the simulation based on a real-life business scenario, which it is, based out of our advisory practice. And then from there, what we try to do is take the learner through an immersive simulation where they actually get to see stakeholders talking about the business problems, what's driving the need for the org design, what are the outcomes that the business is going to achieve rather than what the HR outcomes might be. And so that's all part of the setup. And we spend of the three primary modules, we spend an entire module on just understanding the business problem. And we feel like that's so critical for HR because so often we build great, beautiful, elegant HR solutions that don't necessarily have a business problem that they're solving. So we really flip the script on this one so that the learner can understand the context for the solution that they're building.